WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there are just not enough hours in the day to do everything, take care of everyone, and still have a shred of sanity left over? You know that feeling when you say yes, even when your gut screams no? Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into the super important topic of boundaries. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries sound kind of boring, like something your therapist would talk about in a dimly lit office with a comfy couch. But trust me, building healthy boundaries is seriously one of the most powerful things you can do for your mental health and overall well-being. Think of boundaries like a fence around your personal space. They define where you end and everyone else begins. Without those fences, things can get messy, overwhelming, stressful, and downright exhausting. You end up constantly giving out pieces of yourself without getting anything back, leaving you feeling depleted and resentful. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a hermit who shuns all human contact, though sometimes that sounds pretty tempting, right? It's about setting clear limits, saying no when you need to, protecting your time and energy, and making sure you're getting what you need out of your relationships. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you build those strong, healthy boundaries. 1. Know yourself. This is the foundation. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know what you value, what energizes you, and what drains you. What are your non-negotiables? What makes you feel uncomfortable or disrespected? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, whatever works for you, to get crystal clear on those core values. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know what matters to you, it's time to communicate those boundaries clearly and directly to others. Don't beat around the bush or apologize profusely. Use I statements to express your needs and expectations. For example, instead of saying, "I'm too busy," try, "I wouldn't be able to give this my full attention right now." 3. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small boundaries in areas where you feel comfortable. Maybe it's saying no to a social event, declining an extra task at work, or setting limits on screen time. Building confidence takes practice, so celebrate those little wins. 4. Be consistent. Consistency is key. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. Don't cave under pressure or guilt trips. This reinforces the message that your needs are important and will be respected. 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can sometimes feel uncomfortable, especially at first. Remember, it's not selfish. It's about taking care of yourself. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Acknowledge your progress, and don't beat yourself up if you slip up occasionally. We all do. Think about that friend who always bails on plans last minute or constantly borrows money without ever paying back. They might be unintentionally crossing boundaries, leaving you feeling frustrated and resentful. Now imagine a scenario where you politely but firmly communicate your need for respect, maybe by saying something like, "Hey, I really value our friendship, but when you cancel at the last minute, it makes me feel disrespected." That kind of clear communication can transform the relationship and create space for mutual respect. Setting boundaries isn't about pushing people away or becoming a rigid control freak. It's about creating healthy relationships where everyone feels valued and respected. Remember, your mental health is worth protecting, and strong boundaries are essential for that. So take action, start small, be consistent, and communicate your needs clearly. You deserve to have your boundaries honored. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you've struggled with in the past? Or maybe a situation where someone crossed a boundary with you? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter and join us every day for more tips on how to live a happier, healthier life. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamines and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.